Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Let's start with you, Mary, the birthday girl.
Well, you know, I did have a story, but it was kind of boring, so I thought about it, and it is my...
Wait, are we starting off the new year with you doubting your stories
Yes,
again?
I didn't like it. It was about dogs eating McDonald's hamburgers. You guys probably did it. It was on Christmas Eve in Kansas City, and I don't think it's good for them to eat McDonald's anyway, do you?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, good. So we figured that out. Anyway, so it is my birthday, and, you know, I just never had the chance to say happy birthday to other people who share my birthday. So can I do that?
Yeah, who is it?
Well, there's famous people, of course. And Bradley Cooper, Robert Duvall, Diane Keaton, who, you know, unfortunately passed, Virginia McCaskey. She shared my birthday for many years. Yes, but anyway, people I know, and there's a lot of them. Do you ever get that when you figure out all the people who share your birthday?
There's a lot.
There's a lot for you, too? There's a lot for me. Yeah. So I'm gonna whip through these really good just to say happy birthday to my fellow birthday sharers. My nephew, Nick Miller, my son's best friend, Eddie Garner, my Aunt Dorothy, who is 91, my friend Mina Rodriguez, my London traveler with me on Bertrand Travel, Chris Wagoner, just to name a few. And Willowbrook High School teacher, Brett Blair.
Did you read your horoscope today?
No, I don't read my horoscope.
Really?
Why is
even
it bad?
On your birthday?
No.
Well, I always do on my birthday, so let me share it with you. I like Georgia Nichols. I'm not even really sure that she's alive or still writes the column. I think her daughter does, but it's always been in the Sun Times. So you are a Capricorn. It says, today your emotional experiences will be more intense.
Oh, boy.
You might feel possessive about property, especially something shared or very old and familiar. You want greater control of your life through the things you own. And it goes deeper. If today is your birthday, you're empathetic and self-disciplined. This year, your creativity, zest, and desire for life are at a pinnacle. It's time to nurture the happiness and beauty you have within you. Let your guard down and loosen up a bit. Old friends might reappear.
Oh.
Any suggestions how we get married to loosen up a bit?
What do you mean?
I don't think she really needs to. I just think we'll wait a year and read that horoscope and say, did these things happen, Mary?
Loosen up? Was I more creative? That's all I got out of that.
Well,
is that what you guys got out of it?
Old friends may reappear.
Oh, old friends may reappear. I do like that one.
Yeah, yeah. And your creativity and zest and desire for life are at a pinnacle. So that means, you know, I would imagine appreciating and creating. And you are a creator, though. Look, you're a voice actress. If there's a craft to be created, she does it. God's sake, somebody get her the material this year.
Oh, man, I'm still looking for the material. But thanks, everybody. It'll be a good year, I hope.
It'll be a great year. What's your story, Bob?
This one was inspired by a conversation we had a couple hours ago. Remember this one?
Yes.
Turn the page. The live at Cobo Hall from the album Live Bullet. Turns 50 this year.
Oh, my God. This album does?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And Silver Bullet?
Live Bullet, yeah.
Live Bullet.
The live
Bullet
album, which brought him the hit version of Turn the Page. I found an article from the Wall Street Journal from last week. It's a nice essay about how great Bob Seger is, written by John J. Miller. What he does mention, Bob Seger has been retired. He's now 80. He has applied the brakes to a remarkable career. His last album of original material came out 8 years ago. He did his final concert 6 years ago, declined an interview for the column. But the column itself is a really nice meditation on Seger's music and points out that he really does nostalgia well. He does songs about times gone past, like, what is it, old-time rock and roll, Down on Main Street, Like a Rock. They all had this feeling they were bringing up earlier, happier times. So he is not performing anymore. I did find on Instagram video of Bob Seger and his wife from a couple weeks ago strolling the sidelines at the Detroit Lions game ahead of the game. And he's 80. I wouldn't exactly say he was spry, but he looked good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm shocked by the amount of people on the text line that said, Lisa, he is at every Detroit Lions game. I guess I wasn't looking for him, and I don't know how many games we actually see the sidelines on the Detroit Lions side, but I would know Bob Seger if I saw him.
Of course. He's got the white hair and the white beard.
Yeah. He needs a halftime show. I'm sorry.
Well, he says he's retired.
I
he is
know,
not
but come
doing
on. Come back. He's only 80.
We'd all love come it. Back.
He's only 80. Look at all these other rock stars in there.
He also says he considers himself an anti-star. He's an introverted person.
Oh, that seems to be
That does
true.
Seem to fit. I remember seeing him on the Today Show in the last 10 years or so, and they were really having to pull the answers out of him. A lot of yes or no's, yeses and no's, you know, short answers. He wasn't rude. I just got the feeling he didn't really want to say much more.
It was a Today Show, but it was from a long time ago?
Probably the last 10 years.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's who he is, and I think that's why everybody loves him. Somehow, Colin played a Bob Seger bump today, and I was nostalgic about, you know, the impact that he had on all of us if you were growing up. Summers in the Midwest on a lake or in a
night
car.
Moves
had,
and
always yeah, had
down
Seger
on Main Street.
Blasting. I didn't know that he was 80. I guess 80. You know, I'm not surprised.
My brother
that.
And I were talking about this. He's like, everybody's 80 now. Dylan is actually more than 80, is above 80. Paul McCartney is above 80. The Pete and Roger from The Who, they're 80 plus.
Yeah, I know. My gosh. That means we're staring it down sometime soon.
In fact,
I saw that, I think it was the drummer of The Cure or something died over the holidays.
Yeah, a guitarist and keyboardist. Yeah, that was
He
sad.
Was 65. He was older than me. And I thought, wait a second. I thought The Cure was...
They were this edgy modern band.
Yes.
But they've been at it since the late 70s, so 45, almost 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I hear live, they are really awesome.
That's what I hear, too. All right, Kevin, what do you have for
us
today?
This is not a Bob Seger song, but I want to know if either of you... recognize this theme song.
Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know it, Bob?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle. You guys remember Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm.
Great show.
Yeah.
It would have been, what, late 90s, early 2000s? Mm-hmm. Frankie Muniz, Bryan Cranston was on the original Malcolm in the Middle, and they've announced they're rebooting Malcolm in the Middle. There seems to be so many reboots these days, and it's returning with basically much of the original cast. Bryan Cranston, Frankie Muniz. It's a limited series reboot. It'll be on Hulu. I think it's just 4 episodes, they said. Yeah, 4 episode limited series premieres on April 10th on Hulu. So Bob was a fan. Mary, did you watch Malcolm in the Middle?
I did not.
I watched a couple episodes. He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Frankie Muniz?
He went into auto racing.
That's right.
A lot of interesting things. It was a really funny show.
It was funny. It was just kind of about this family with, I don't know, how would you describe Malcolm in the Middle?
The whimsical dysfunction?
Yeah, right. There you go. Perfect.
Wasn't the dad really tall? Was that show?
It was Bryan Cranston.
Oh.
He was of average height.
Average
I'm thinking of something
I
else.
Remember him saying in an interview, his for him, he approached that character with his motivation for everything was fear.
Yeah.
He was afraid of everything. He was different than Walter White.
It was a funny show. Had a moment. It was very popular for a little bit, and they're bringing it back in April.
How do you pull out a description like whimsical dysfunction?
Oh, this is nothing, Lisa. In the newsroom, you got to hear Bob all day. He's got
Bob.
All kinds of stuff like that.
Like,
he's got a vocabulary all his own. We call him the Bobsicles.
Somebody did send me a link and said, check out Bob Seger's house, Lisa. Gorgeous, and as it should be. 18,000 square feet, 8 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms on 4 acres in Orchard Lake, a suburb of Detroit, Michigan. I think that's why I always appreciated him, too. He grew up in Michigan. He never left Michigan, regardless of the fact that he'd sold 75 million albums and was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He still stayed in the area.
Local boy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Springsteen has an estate in New Jersey,
same.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I really like that about people. And I, you know, what it is when you have an artist that you like, you just find things to like about them. Let's be honest. But that's
there's a lot to like about him. I know I was saying he had a lot of one word answers in that interview, but I genuinely found him to be a likable person.
Yeah. And they said this house he's lived in since the 1970s. Now, he obviously has done many additions as he made more money and made changes. But He's been in that house for a long, long time, which means, you know, he shops in the same town and people know who he is. And people on the text line are like, Lisa, come on. He's on the Jumbotron at every Detroit Lions game. Now, Kevin, he's not your guy, but
I did not know that.
Me neither. Someone said Diana Ross is 81. She was great on New Year's Eve. Oh, and we did get a text. She was on New Year's Rockin' Eve, which, of course, was from Chicago as well. They did cutaways with Chance the Rapper. And I love that guy. I really do.
And he's not 80.
No.
We were saying
no.
All these performers are turning 80, but Chance, not 80. He's probably not even 40.
And someone said, I like Chance the Rapper as a person, but thought he was a bad choice as a host of the Chicago New Year's Eve show on Channel 7. Didn't enjoy him at all. It takes talent to host a show, and Chance doesn't have it. He's great when it comes to music, but yeah, I thought that was, he does have the ability to do that kind of hosting, but that's a big stage with, I don't know. I just thought he needed, at first he had Val up there, and then she disappeared and he kind of took over. But yeah, we needed more people.
He's hosted Saturday Night Live, I believe, twice. And there were some standout sketches in it. He's funny.
Right.
So maybe he just needed a little more, like you say, support.
I did love that his family was there, his parents. It was it's really cool because he's a Chicago kid, and I thought he was a great choice. I just thought we needed a little more boost for our city. Hopefully we'll be back on again. I watched Andy and Anderson, couldn't stop laughing. Oh, my gosh. Those two make me laugh, and they're coming to the Chicago Theater, so I think I have to buy a ticket. All right, Bob Kessler has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.